Finishing off Simin Yud Beis of Eretz HaTzvi, and he finishes with quite a flourish in Simin Yud Beis. We were discussing the notions of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and how it reflects Kedushas HaMikdash and all the similarities in terms of the structure of the Beis HaKnesses, in terms of the Minhagim within the Beis HaKnesses. So then there's one final element over here, and that is the issue of Tznius in a Beis HaKnesses. Rav Shachter notes that there seems to be a Minhag in recent generations, certainly in the United States, of the mid to late 20th century, that there are many places where married women do not cover their hair. For whatever reason, they don't cover their hair. But yet, when they come into shul, all of a sudden, they cover their hair for shul. They'll put on a hat, they have those doilies if you've been to like the old style shuls. So they have, where does that come from? They don't cover their hair. All of a sudden, they come to shul and they find religion. So Shachter points out that even though it's not proper for a married woman to not cover her hair in general, and the Chafetz Chaim already spoke about this improper minhag, and many other poskim as well, we're not so happy about this minhag, but it still makes sense to have an extra level of tznius, and an extra sensitivity to tznius, dafka bebeis haknesses. That the idea that comes from a good place, the idea that, where it used to be a woman who doesn't wear stockings all the time, but in shul, they wear stockings. In shul, there's going to be that comes from Makoros of Kedusha. The Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that a brisa, that Shiva Banim Hayu Lo LeKimchis, that Kimchis was a woman who had seven sons. V'kulam shimshu b'kuhuna gedola. They all became kohanim gedolim. So the Chum said, "Mel asisa shazachisa l'kach." What did you do that you were zochah to have seven sons become kohanim gedolim? So Amar lahem miyamai l'ra'u koros beisai kilei sa'arei. What I did was that the walls of my house never saw my uncovered hair. Meaning, because of her elevated level of tznius, that is not a halacha, that the walls of one's house cannot see their uncovered hair, that walls of your house do not have eyes. No, but it's an elevated level of tznius. It's beyond the requirement of tznius. That causes her to be able to have children who are as close to the Hashra'as Hashchina as one can possibly be. A Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai v'lefnim on Yom HaKippurim. So Hashra'as Hashchina and Tznius are two concepts that go hand in hand. Rav Shechter points out that the Marsha in the Chiddush HaGadol says that they must have realized that her husband was a nobody. Meaning when they ask her, what did you do to be Zocha? The seven sons Kohen Gadol, it must be they knew that her husband didn't do anything to be Zocha to have seven sons who are Kohen Gadol, that it must be a din in her, not a din in the husband. Not only do we have that source, Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Truma, the pasuk v'chavalta se'iriyah hashishas al mul pnei ha'ohel, Rashi writes that the iriyah in the Mishkan is doma lekalat tznua hamechusa b'tziif al paneha. It's like a kala with tznius that has a veil over her face. Well, what is he talking about? What does a veil over the face of a kala have to do with the Mishkan? No, the zuchus of the tznius, that's the zuchus that we merit to have Hashra'as Hashchina in the Mishkan. And we have also in Parshas Kiseitze, a third source, v'lo yirah b'cha ervas davar v'shav me'acharecha, explicit that a lack of tznius, ervas davar causes v'shav me'acharecha, that the Hashra'as Hashchina is going to abandon us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave us. And a fourth source, Rashi and Pasuk and Parshas Matos, hein heina hayu l'bnei Yisrael b'dvar Bilam, that Bilam said, bo v'asiyach ha'meitza, I'm going to give an eitza, how to defeat Klal Yisrael. And what was his eitza? That Elokeihem shel elu sonei zimahu, the God of this nation can't stand znus. The Umos HaOlam knew this, that Pritzus causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to abandon us. Tznius causes an elevated sense of Hashra'as Hashchina. Oh, so now we understand very well a Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, where we need an elevated sense of Hashra'as Hashchina. It makes sense to have an elevated sense of Tznius in a Beis HaKnesses, in order that to be able to warrant the Hashra'as Hashchina that we're looking for, because that's the whole point of the Beis HaKnesses, is to be a Mikdash Ma'at, to be a meeting place for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have an intense level of Hashra'as Hashchina. But that then begs the question, what is tznius? Is tznius only about stockings and shekels? What does the term tznius mean? So Rav Shechter points out, tznius does not mean what the world often thinks it means, covering up certain parts of the body. That is, part of tznius, but that is not the entire definition of tznius. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa tells us that the luchos rishonos, the first luchos, were given bipumbi. They were given with great fanfare. All these miracles happening at Kabbalah Satorah, and it was quite a scene. And you know what happened? Shalta behem ayin hara v'nishtabru. They were subject to the ayin hara, and they ultimately were broken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein lecha yafa min atznius. Hashem tells us that the best method apparently is with tznius, and therefore the luchos shnios, hatznei alecha sim Hashem alekecha, and those luchos last, because they're given with more tznius. What does tznius mean in that context? The luchos were wearing a long dress the second time around, and they were wearing a bathing suit the first time around? No, that's not what tznius means. Tznius means how public an event is, how public something is. When something is done privately, that is a sense of tznius. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, says on the pasuk in the Nevuah of Hosea, that halo dvarim kal v'chomer, things that are normally done before Hesya, the Torah still says hatznei aleches, things that are normally done b'tzina alachas kama v'kama. So you see, again, they're using the term tznius not about clothing. They're using the term tznius as a way that one behaves. Privacy. That's the notion of tznius, that a person should carry himself in all of his life with a sense of tznius, a sense of private dignity, living my own private life, not advertising everything for the whole world to see, not trying to be out there in the public eye as much as possible, but to the contrary, trying to be unassuming. And he said a lot of people think that women are not mitzarif to a minyan because they're on a lower madrega on some level, that Chazal view women on a lower madrega, and that's why they don't count toward a minyan. The same reason that an eved doesn't count toward a minyan, because an eved is in a lower social class. That's just like avadim are patur mitzvei shasman grama, women are patur mitzvei shasman grama, because women don't have the same kedusha shel. So Rav Shachter explains that you're from a salvation. That is totally untrue. No, women have the same exact kedushas Yisrael that men have, but women are putter from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. In fact, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva Nigros Moshe Archaim Chel Dalsim Memtas that when Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, "Va'atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh," he was saying that to the Beis Yaakov and to the Bnei Yisrael. The madrega of kedusha of nashim is the same as the madrega of kedusha of men. That is not true of an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani does not have Kedushas Yisrael. An Eved Kanani only has partial Kedushas Yisrael. Mitzvei Shazman Grama, an Eved Kanani is pater from, he's a guy as far as Mitzvei Shazman Grama are concerned. A woman is a Jew as far as everything is concerned. She has Kedushas Yisrael with regard to every mitzvah. It's just that she's pater from the actual performance of the mitzvah shazman grama. But the kedushas Yisrael that she has encapsulates every mitzvah. And that's why the Ramo, Paskins, and Arachayim, Simin Yud Zayin, Siv Beis, in Hilchos Tzitzis, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that women are allowed to recite a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama. That's only true, says Reb Chaim, for women, not for avadim. Why are women allowed to recite a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama? Because they could say, Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. They are kiddishanu b'mitzvosav. With all of the mitzvos, they have kedushas Yisrael. An eved doesn't. An eved does not have full kedushas Yisrael. And that's why women can say the bracha on mitzvei shazman grama, according to Ashkenazim, whereas avadim are not able to say the bracha. It is interesting, we work with this assumption that kedushas Yisrael is a function of mitzvos. That, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayinam Beis, tells us there are 39 avos malachos of Shabbos, right? So the Gemara says, Minyan alamali. Why do I need to be told the number? Just tell me what they are. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because if you do kulam behelam echad, you're chayav al kalachas vachas. If you forget that it's Shabbos and then you go and you weave and you sew and you whatever, and you harvest and you cook and you whatever, you do all 39 malachos, so you're going to be chayav 39 separate karbanos. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, wait. You know that it's Shabbos, you just didn't know that any of it, meaning one of the there are two ways you can be shogeg. One is that you don't know, you forgot that it's Shabbos, and that you're only chayiv one. Even if you do all 39 melachos, if you forgot that it was Shabbos, you're only chayiv one carbon. The other way to do a shogeg is, you know that it's Shabbos, you just didn't realize this was usher to do. So the Gemara says, if you realize it's Shabbos, you just didn't realize that all 39 melachos are usher, and you went and you did all 39 melachos, you're going to be chayiv 39 karbonos. Asks the Gemara, you know that it's Shabbos, but you don't know that there are 39 melachos, that you don't know of any one of the 39 melachos? So the Gemara says, what does that mean that you know that it's Shabbos? Diyadalei Shabbos b'mai. What do you know? What do you mean you know it's Shabbos? You know it's Saturday? That's not knowing that it's Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, you're familiar with Tchum Shabbos. That's all you're familiar with, Tchum Shabbos. So you knew some halacha about Shabbos that's not the 39 melachos. So the Shakla V'tari, the Gemara, makes it clear that there's no such thing as knowing about Kedusha Shabbos without knowing about the mitzvos of Shabbos. Kedusha is a function of mitzvos. And if there, it's kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. If there are no mitzvos, there's no kedusha. So when we say that a woman has full kedushas Yisrael, it means with regard to all of the mitzvos. It's just that she happens to have a patur from mitzvos to say shazman grama. That's the there's no idea of kedusha in a theoretical sense in Yiddishkeit. Kedusha means kedusha in reality. Kedusha that's mechayev in mitzvos. Kedushas kohuna, for example, right? We have a notion of kedushas kohuna that asers betuma and begrusha and chalala. There are halal and the kedushas truma asers for zarim and for tameim, and kedushas amigdash allows for karbanos and achilas karbanos and asers knisa for tameim. Kedushas eretz yisrael is mechayev in the mitzvos hatulias paretz. There's always a kedusha. Never exists without separate mitzvos related to that kedusha. There's no such thing as kedusha without mitzvos. Tosfos and Bava Basra Daf Pei Aleph quotes two deos about bikurim, whether bikurim is a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz, that it's not like trumas and maestros and chala, which are tevel before your mafrish, as opposed to bikurim is not tevel before your mafrish bikurim. So it comes out, according to one deah, the musag of kedusha has to be that there's something that's nogea to isurim, not enough that there's a mitzvah of bikurim, that it's not called kedusha unless there's an iser associated with it as well. And that's why the Gemara doesn't say, you know, when the Gemara asks, diyadav Shabbos b'mai, what do you mean you know that it's Shabbos? You know what the Gemara could have said? Come on, what could the Gemara have said? Instead of coming up with Tchum Shabbos, you didn't know any of the 39 melachos. Yeah, Kiddush. You know Kiddush, you know Shal Shuddus, you know, no, not enough. It's not enough to know mitzvahs haseh. Kedusha has to be associated with Isurim as well. And therefore, when a ger is Balias Gayer, and he wants to come in Kedushas Yisrael, and we have to let him know about Kedushas Yisrael, he has to be mekabel of all mitzvos. Not enough to be mekabel mitzvos asei, the positive elements. He has to be mekabel isurim, because without that, he's not being mekabel Kedushas Yisrael. That's the definition of Kedusha. Ooh, so why don't women count toward a minyan? So Shachter points out, it's a totally separate issue having nothing to do with Kedusha. Women have the absolute full measure of Kedusha Sishol that men have. So why don't they count to a minyan? So he points out, the Rashba and the Ritva in the beginning of Maseches Nida quote those who hold that the din of Safik Tuma Bereshus Rabim, you know, by Tuma it's different than by Yisr V'Heter and different than by Dine Mamanis. By Yisr V'Heter, Safik, what's the halacha by a Safik in a regular case of Yisr V'Heter? Safik? By Dine Mamanis, Machlokas, whether it's Mamanam Safik Cholkid, Hamosim Echaver Alavaraya, by Tuma, Safik Tuma Bereshus HaRabim Tahar, Safik Tuma Bereshus Yachatame, that's the rule, we learn it from Sota, but that's the rule. What is a Bereshus HaRabim with regard to Tuma? So there is a shita in Rishon, the Gemara says three people is a Bereshus Rab. So there's a shita in Rishon of three people, means three men, not three women. And that's based on what the Gemara in Bracha says, that Meya Nashi Kitre Gavri Damyan, that 100 women have the same status as two men. What does that mean, 100 women have the same status as two men? The Gemara is talking, what context is the Gemara talking over there? It says 100 women have the same status as two men? Zimun. It's talking about Birchas HaMazon. That when it comes to making a mezuman, Mei Anashi Kitrei Gavri Damyan. So that's what the Gemara is talking about over there. So what does it mean? So in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he points out that there are two types of Birchas HaZimun. Sometimes Birchas HaZimun is a chova, and sometimes Birchas HaZimun is a reshus. In order to have a chovas Birchas HaZimun, you need to have a chabura, a chalos shem chabura. A chabura means three people, or a tzibur of 10 people, in order to be chayv and zimun. By women, you're never going to have a rabim, or a chabura, because every single person is supposed to live a life of tznius, meaning private life, where I am private to myself. But sometimes the halacha is koveya that there has to be some halachos of farhesia. There has to be something that creates a tzibur, that creates a unit, that people come together. So the Torah was mitzamtzim. The Torah limited those halachos that relate to tzibur to men. The Torah allows women the right to maintain their tzniyos even in all sections of halacha. And therefore, women are never create this sense of chabura. Not for a lack of kedusha, but for the same level of kedusha, but in an elevated level of tznius. And that's how why Chazal darshan in the Sefri, on the pasuk Som Tasim Alecha Melech, so you appoint a melech, what's the drasha? Melech velo malka. A king, not a queen. The Gemara in Brachos tells us Malchus doesn't apply by Nashim. The Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Hey, that an Isha cannot be a Melech. Kol Mesimel Shabi Yisrael, the Rambam says. Not just a Melech, but any appointment of authority in Klal Yisrael. You can only have a man as an appointment of an official position of Srara that requires a Srara in Klal Yisrael. That's only by a man. Why? It's all part of this notion that when someone has to take a public position, we don't want it to be a woman, because the woman gets to live her life of tznius. Even with men, it's uncomfortable that a man has to put himself out in the public, because a man also is supposed to have a life of tznius, but there are certain areas of halacha where it's required. And that's why, he says, that's what the Gemara means, that women could be mezamin la'atzman b'toras reshus, not b'toras chova. The chiyuv zimun is only when you have a chabura, only when you have either a minyan or a chabura of shlosha. A woman never has that. That's the reason that Mea Nashi is Kitrei Gavri Damian, that they only have a reshus, they don't have a chiyuv. The Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Zayin writes, Nashim are mezamnos li'atzman, but they can't be mezamin b'shem. They can't use the Shem Hashem when they do a mezumah. Let's say there's a seminary. There are 100 women in the room. So they're going to do a zimun. Can they do Elokeinu? So the Rambam says no. Says the Kesef Mishnah, because in order to do Birchas HaMazon b'shem, you need 10 people. And why do you need 10 people? Because it's a davar shebekdusha. Women are not mitzarif to a minyan for a davar shebekdusha. But Rav Shechter points out, not so pashut. It's really a machlokas rishonim whether Birchas HaMazon is a davar shebekdusha or not. Meaning, there are two deos why it is that Birchas HaMazon b'asari yisei elokeinu. Either because it's a davar shebekdusha, or because we should really always say Elokeinu, but it's not covered for the Shem Hashem to say it with less than 10 people, which makes it sound that it's not a din in Davar Shebek Dusha. It's a showing covered to the Shem Hashem that we make sure that there's a crowd to hear the Shem Hashem, that there's 10 people, so otherwise it's not covered. He says that Rav Shechter suggested that that's, I think in the name of Salvechik, that that's maybe the difference in the minhag. You ever participate in the benching where they say Elokeinu? What does everyone do when they say Elokeinu? They stand up a little bit. So Rav Shechter said, maybe that's assuming like the Shita of the Kesef Mishnah, that 10 people is Davar Shebekdusha, because what are the characteristics of a Davar Shebekdusha? Davar Shebekdusha always needs a minion. Davar Shebekdusha, right? What's the Davar Shebekdusha? Kaddish. Davar Shebekdusha always needs a minion. It's always done responsively. And it's always done standing. So maybe that's where that minna comes from, to stand. But if you hold those who don't stand for Elokeinu, those who don't stand for Elokeinu hold that it's not because it's Davar Shebekdusha. They hold it's just that it's not covered for the Shem Hashem. So you mentioned with less than a minion. But says Rav Shechter, he's not convinced that the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat is correct in the Rambam. It could be a totally different reason that women cannot be mezamin b'shem. Because for a zimun of three, you need to have, it's good enough that you have deos, that you have three different people there, so that's, that gives rishus to make a zimun. But it never creates a shame chabura to create a chovas zimun. A zimun of asara, you definitely need a tzibur and a rabin to say elokeinu. And that they don't have. By nashim, there's never a tziruf to create a rabin. Meaning, why is it that women are allowed to make a mezuman? Because it's even though they're not a chabura, even though they're not a rabin, so they have a rishus to make a mezuman, just like two men have rishus to make a mezuman. But a chova, you're never going to have, because there is no sense of chabura. And that's the svara by Safek Tum Bershus HaRabim. That the gedder of Rabim is not stam, three people. It's three people combining to create a sense of Rabim. That doesn't apply by women. The same reason that women cannot be mitzdarif to a minyan. He said, and that's why also, you know, the women are not even mitzdarif to a sniff la'asara. By katan echad, eved echad, der shitos and rishonim. You ever hear of that? In these small communities, they can't get a minyan. They have nine men and there's a kid. So what do? Have the kid hold the chumash or something, or somehow a katan is mitzdarif and sniff la'asara. Shitos and rishonim, serious rishonim. That hold that a kid can combine a katan and evet, but no one ever says a woman could combine to be a sniff la'asara. So why not? Because again, it's not a din in the kedusha. If it were a din in the kedusha, the eved shouldn't be a sniff la'asara. The katan shouldn't be a sniff la'asara. Well, the katan, you know, certainly no more than the woman, and the eved obviously much less than the woman. No, it's not a din in kedusha. It's a din in chabura, in tzibur, that the woman is not going to be able to create that sense of chabur and tzibur. And he says, we even find this, I realize I'm way over time, but let's just finish it up. We even find this binogeya to David HaMelech being qualified as a melech. And this is nogeya to the kashrus of Melech HaMashiach as well, that we're constantly waiting for. The Gemara in Yevamos says that they weren't sure if David was qualified. Why? What was the psul in David's yichus that would make him unqualified for a melech? He comes from Ruz, Hamoaviah. So they weren't sure, right? Mikaravachecha, mi muvchor shabachecha. You need to have someone who's muvchor shabachecha, not an Ammoni or a Moavi. So they darshined, the psul is Ammoni below Ammonis, Moavi below Moavis. So because the pasuk says, why? Based on the time of the Kra. What's the reason that Ammoni and Moavi are rejected from being a melech? What's the problem? They didn't come lo kidum eschem lechem uvemayim. So darko shel ish lekadim, the Gemara says, it's the derech of a man to go out and to do the greeting and to be there in the public. So the men are the ones that are penalized, that are the iser lo yov amoni lo yov moavi, because they're the ones that are faulted for it. The women, they were never supposed to come out, so they're not going to be faulted for not coming out. Even though generally we're not Dorish time of Dekra, you wouldn't say, oh, well, the reason not is because Lo Kidmu, and therefore we're not going to start changing the halachos based on time of Dekra. When the Torah says the time of Dekra explicitly, right there next to the halacha, we are Dorish time of Dekra. So you see that the dinim of the Torah are nikva based on the hashkafas ha-Torah, in what the ideal should have been. Meaning, what should have been, what did we picture would have happened ideally as we came across Ammon and Moab? The ideal would have been that the men come to greet us, not that the women. Did the women stay home because it's sneers? They didn't stay home because it's sneers. They stayed home because no one was going to greet the Jewish people, and maybe if the men were going, the women would have gone too. But it's based on the picture of what the ideal should have been. And that's Koveya, the din in the halacha. And Memela, David, is kosher l'malchus. So that's the reason that women are not mitzarif to create a chalos shem tzibur, or chabura, or rabim. They're not mitzarif to a minyan. They're not chayiv in zimun. Because the ratzon of the Torah was that even though sometimes men are forced into it, Rav Shach always talks about that it's uncomfortable, forced into the public life, that he says his whole life, he feels so uncomfortable, his entire life is with this utter lack of tznius, because he's always speaking, he's always standing in front of a room speaking to people where people are looking at him. That's not something that makes one feel comfortable, but elamai, that's his avoda, that's what you have to do. But it's with a krecht that we do it, as opposed to women. It's always better to live a chayim pratiim, tzina. That's what Chazal call, that's the notion of tznius. So Shachter just concludes the piece in Simon Yud Beis and also Yud Gimel, he writes that in recent years in Orthodox shuls, they started having, and he published this in 1990, I think the Sefer came out, so this is not so recent, but he said they started having separate women's minyanim and separate women's hakafos and separate women's kriyas hamegillah. And he said very often it comes from a good place that women want to be more active participants in the synagogue service. But he says, v'tach maros einehen, they're not seeing things clearly. All of these hanhagos are, even when they're trying to fit into the halachos of the Torah, they're against the hashkafas haTorah when it comes to tznius. We should be more makbid, dafka nebes haKnesses, more makbid on inyanim of tznius. Tznius is what brings about the hashras hashchina, which is the whole tachlis of the mikdash ma'at. And that's what we should strive to achieve, a high level of tznius, so that we can have a greater level of hashras hashchina, particularly when it comes to our avoda in the Beis HaKnesses, particularly when it comes to shul. Okay.